Empty heading. 11 KBW complaints procedure. 1. Our aim is to give you a good service at all times. However, if you have a complaint, you are invited to let us know as soon as possible. It is not necessary to involve solicitors in order to make your complaint, but you are free to do so should you wish. Please contact us if you need this information in a different format. 2. Please note that the Legal Ombudsman, the independent complaint body for service complaints about lawyers, has time limits in which a complaint must be raised with them. From the 1st of April, 2023, the time limits are: A. The complainant must refer the complaint to the Legal Ombudsman no later than 1 year from the act forward slash omission, or 1 year from when the complainant should reasonably have known that there was cause for complaint. B. The complainant must also refer the complaint to the Legal Ombudsman within 6 months of the complaint receiving a final response from their lawyer, if that response complies with the requirements in Rule 4.4 of the Scheme Rules, which requires the response to include prominently an explanation that the Legal Ombudsman was available if the complainant remained dissatisfied, and the provision of the full contact details for the Ombudsman and a warning that the complaint must be referred to the Ombudsman within 6 months. 3. Chambers must have regards to that time frame when deciding whether they are able to investigate your complaint. Chambers will therefore not usually deal with complaints that fall outside of the Legal Ombudsman's time limits. The Ombudsman can extend the time limit if it considers that it is fair and reasonable to do so, and Chambers will apply the same approach. 4. The Ombudsman will also only deal with complaints from consumers. This means that only complaints from the barrister's client are within their jurisdiction. Non-clients who do not fall within the jurisdiction of the Ombudsman who are not satisfied with the outcome of the Chamber's investigation should contact the Bar Standards Board rather than the Legal Ombudsman. 5. It should be noted that it may not always be possible to investigate a complaint brought by a non-client. This is because the ability of Chambers satisfactorily to investigate and resolve such matters is limited, and complaints of this nature are often better suited to the disciplinary processes maintained by the Bar Standards Board. Therefore, Chambers will make an initial assessment of the complaint and, if they feel that the issues raised cannot be satisfactorily resolved through the Chambers complaints process, they will refer you to the Bar Standards Board. Complaints made by telephone. 6. You may wish to make a complaint in writing. If so, please follow the procedure in paragraph 8 below. However, if you would rather speak on the telephone about your complaint, then please telephone the individual nominated under the Chamber's complaints procedure to deal with complaints, Mark Dan, Senior Clerk, who will also deal with complaints about a member of staff. Mark Dan will make a note of the details of your complaint and what you would like to have done about it. He will discuss your concerns with you and aim to resolve them. If the matter is resolved, he will record the outcome, check that you are satisfied with it. Page 2. And record that you are satisfied. You may also wish to record the outcome of the telephone discussion in writing. If the complaint is about the senior clerk, please write to the heads of Chambers, James Goody KC or Daniel Stillitz KC. 7. If your complaint is not resolved on the telephone, you will be invited to write to us about it so it can be investigated formally. Complaints made in writing. 8. Please give the following details. Your name and address. Which member, S, of Chambers you are complaining about. The detail of the complaint, and what you would like done about it. 9. Please address your letter to Mark Dan, Senior Clerk, 11 King's Bench Walk, London, EC4Y7EQ, or by email to complaints@11kbw.com. We will, where possible, acknowledge receipt of your complaint within 2 days and provide you with details of how your complaint will be dealt with. 10. Our chambers has a panel headed by Philip Colvin KC and made up of experienced members of chambers and a senior member of staff, which considers any written complaint. Within 14 days of the receipt of your letter /email of complaint, the head of the panel, or their deputy in their absence, will appoint a member of the panel to investigate your complaint. If your complaint is against the head of the panel, the next most senior member of the panel, or another suitable member of the panel, will investigate it. In any case, the person appointed will be someone other than the person you are complaining about and unconnected with the matter which is the basis of the complaint. 11. The person appointed to investigate will write to you as soon as possible to let you know they have been appointed and that they will reply to your complaint within 14 days. If they find later that they are not going to be able to reply within 14 days, they will set a new date for their reply and inform you. Their reply will set out the nature and scope of their investigation, their conclusion on each complaint and the basis for their conclusion, and if they find that you are justified in your complaint, their proposals for resolving the complaint. 12. If after 8 weeks of making a complaint, that complaint has not been resolved to your satisfaction, you may have a right to complain to the legal ombudsman, see paragraphs 2 to 4 above. Confidentiality. 13. All conversations and documents relating to the complaint will be treated as confidential and will be disclosed only to the extent that is necessary. Disclosure will be to the head of chambers, members of our management committee and to anyone involved in the complaint. Page 3. And its investigation. Such people will include the barrister member or staff member who you have complained about, the head or relevant senior member of the panel and the person who investigates the complaint. The Bar Standards Board is also entitled to inspect the documents and seek information about the complaint when discharging its auditing and monitoring functions. Our policy. 14. As part of our commitment to client care, we make a written record of any complaint and retain all documents and correspondence generated by the complaint for a period of 6 years. Our management committee inspects an anonymous record regularly with a view to improving services. Complaints to the legal ombudsman /alternative dispute resolution. 15. If you are unhappy with the outcome of our investigation and you fall within their jurisdiction, you may take up your complaint with the legal ombudsman, the independent complaints body for complaints about lawyers, at the conclusion of our consideration of your complaint. The ombudsman is generally not able to consider your complaint until it has first been investigated by chambers. Please note the time frame for referral of complaints to the ombudsman as set out at paragraph 2 above. 16. Those clients who are able to complain to the legal ombudsman are as follows. A. Individuals. B. Businesses or enterprises that are micro-enterprises within the meaning of Article 1 and Article 2, 1. And 3 of the Annex to Commission Recommendation 2003/361/EC, broadly businesses with fewer than 10 employees and turnover or assets not exceeding £2 million. C. Charities with an annual income net of tax of less than £1 million. D. Clubs, associations or organizations, the affairs of which are managed by its members or a committee of its members, with an annual income net of tax of less than £1 million. E. Trustees of trusts with an asset value of less than £1 million, and F. Personal representatives or beneficiaries of the estates of persons who, before they died, had not referred the complaint to the Ombudsman. You can write to the Legal Ombudsman at Legal Ombudsman, P.O. Box 6167, Slough, SL10EH. Telephone number 0300-555-0333. Email enquiries@legalombudsman.org.uk. Page 4. More information about the Legal Ombudsman is available on their website. https://www.legalombudsman.org.uk/. If you are unhappy with the outcome of the investigation, alternative complaints bodies as approved by the Chartered Trading Standards Institute also exist, which are competent to deal with complaints about legal services, should you and the barrister both wish to use such a scheme. If you wish to use your chosen ADR provider, please contact us to discuss this, including time limits for contacting your chosen ADR provider. Please note that if mediation is used, neither you nor the barrister is required to accept the proposed resolution. If mediation does not resolve the complaint, you may still make a complaint to the Legal Ombudsman, provided you fall within their jurisdiction and you do so within the time limit. 16. If you are not the barrister's client and are unhappy with the outcome of our investigation, then please contact the Bar Standards Board at Bar Standards Board Contact and Assessment Team 289-293 High Holborn, London WC1V7JZ. Telephone number 0207-611-1444. Website www.barstandardsboard.org.uk.